Travis, can you help me? I can't get my shoes on.
One moment, honey. Okay, Kelly. Keep working on your math homework. I'll be back in a bit. Okay, what seems to be the problem?
The problem is that your child is stopping me from putting on my shoes.
My child?
You know what I mean.
Which shoes are you trying to put on? You have two different ones here?
I must have grabbed the wrong one. Help me up.
I'll get it. Just tell me which one.
The yellow ones.
Okay, so neither of the ones you picked. But that's okay. Where are they?
I don't know. Try the bedroom. Maybe under the bed.
I don't see them here. Anyplace else?
I don't know. Try the laundry room.
Okay, we found one.
Under the couch?
Nope, not there.
Kelly, do you know where my shoes are?
Did you try in the bathroom yet?
We have a winner!
Thank you, honey. Can you help me up?
Here you go. Honey, I thought you were leaving.
I was. I just need to use the bathroom again.
You just went.
This kid keeps using my kidneys as a punching bag.
Must be a boy then.
Good morning, everyone. It's 8 a.m. in the morning. I hope that you're buckled in. Today is a special day because in the studio we have the special guest who said he was going to return, and here he is. But before he speaks, we have to do the news. Homicide victims rarely talk to the police. Bridges help people cross rivers. Wait, that was yesterday's news. And the local historians are asking for volunteers to search for old Civil War planes. They plan on meeting at the old windmill at noon. I know that you all want to help out with that, but we have wasted too much time, so let's welcome back Chaplain Dove. Last time we heard from Chaplain Dove, he told us a tale about Becky and her helping out during a military funeral of someone she didn't know. How are you today, and what do you have in store for us today?
I am doing well, and I wish that I could tell you a positive tale, but we both know that I'm not here to tell tales of positivity, at least not ones related to this story. But all stories end with the grace of God, for he knows what is good and what is not, for he is the ultimate judge and jury. There is no good way to start this story, so I'll just rip the Band-Aid off and just begin with the story I know.
Before you start, can you tell us what this story might be about?
You'll find out. But I'll give you one last chance to just not do the episode today.
We have to do it. There's nothing else I can run in our place. I have nothing ready.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that you have nothing ready. But Chaplain, we have heard a lot of sad tales here already. I doubt you have nothing to tell us that we are not prepared for.
You thought you were prepared last time, but you weren't. And you won't be this time either.
We will be the judge of that.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I was sitting in my office writing down notes to use in my service when I got the call from the hospital. But before I tell you about the call, I have to tell you about what happened beforehand.
Coming in with the priority one. Orbital shots to the chest and legs. ETA, 10 minutes.
Come on, man. Don't die on me today. Here, hold this.
Becky.
We will get you home to Becky. You just got to hold on.
Ben?
I'm losing him. Come on, soldier. Make it home.
Ben. Ben.
ETA, 8 minutes.
I have blood and plasma ready. I'm doing everything I can back here. Come on, soldier. You can do it.
Ben.
ETA, 5 minutes. Have blood and plasma ready.
It's going to take a little bit, but I have to stop this bleeding. He isn't going to last much longer.
ETA, 2 minutes. Is he gonna make it?
Come on, soldier. You have a family waiting for you. You want to see them one more time? Stay with me. Hey. Put pressure right here. Right here. Hold it tight. His life is in your hands. I have to switch the bags. Come on, soldier. You're almost home. Soldier, I did my part. Now you have to do your part.
What do you have?
Bullet wounds. No exit. Major blood loss, VP-65, and falling.
What's his name?
Sergeant Travis Clark, sir.
Thank you, son. Get him on the gurney. Nurse, get him in surgery room 1. It's going to be a long night. You got it from here, soldier.
Nurse,
call his wife.
It's not good.
Come on, soldier. Stay with me. We're going to patch you up, and you'll be dancing again in no time. You have to choose, Travis. Between life and fiction, the two are very close, but they never actually touch. They are two very, very different things.
Back.
Come on, people, we gotta move fast. He's flatlining.
Sorry, I have to stop you. I need to catch my breath a little bit. So this is why you were called, because of Travis?
No, I wasn't called because of Travis. There is more to this story. The doctors worked on Travis long into the night. He crashed multiple times, but they never gave up. Or he never gave up. It wasn't his time yet. I got the call about someone else.
Someone else? I don't understand. Please, continue your story. I have to know what happened.
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes. We know that Travis is... We talked to him, right?
Travis was still in critical condition. He had to go through multiple surgeries. He was still alive. I don't know how, though. But he was still alive. They had him sedated. Waiting to see if he would pull through. He had major organ damage. He was just not ready to go yet.
I came as soon as I could. How is he?
Mrs. Clark, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Travis is hurt badly. He has lost a lot of blood. He is resting right now. We got the fever down and we are worried about infection. Right now, it's all up to him. Mrs. Clark?
I hate to say this, but is there anyone that you can talk to?
What happened to him?
Too much, ma'am. Too much.
Travis! I'm here! Oh, rest now. You can rest. It's all over now. I've got you. You're going to be okay.
I'll give you some time alone.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
We are going to do everything we can.
Travis, I'm here. I love you. Find Travis. Come back to me. I can't do this without you. I love you, Travis, more than you'll ever know. You're everything I could ever ask for in a husband. You're my every hope and my every dream I've ever had. And you made me happier than any woman could ever be. I don't want to give that up. I can't. Travis, I love you. Don't leave me. My heart would be so empty without you. Travis, come back to me. God, listen to me! Don't take this man away from me! I need him! His children need him! The world needs him! Take me! Without him, I'm nothing! Lord, take his pain away! Bring him back to me! I cannot live without him! Lord, don't you dare take this man! I will love him forever! Travis, come home! Don't leave me!
Mrs. Clark, you should go home now. You can come back in the morning.
Doctor, please call me if there's any updates.
I will do that. Mrs. Clark?
Yes?
If you need someone to talk to, we have grief counselors if needed.
Thank you, Doctor. But I'm okay. Travis will be just fine. We will be together again soon.
I hope so, Mrs. Clark. I hope so.
Come on, Kelly. Kelly? What are you doing here?
This man was telling me a story. He's at the finish, I think.
It's okay, ma'am. She is not bothering me. As I was saying, my roommate before had this wife, and she comes in here and sees him lying on the bed, paralyzed from the neck down. Do you know what paralyzed means?
Yeah, I do.
She tells him that she will always love him, no matter what, but she can't keep watching him destroy himself. You see, he was in such a bad place mentally, he was giving up on life. And everything that he had, he replied to her and said, "Don't then." She responded with, "Why are you doing this? If I leave, I'm not coming back." He stared blankly at the ceiling and said this to her, "It's over." She walked out crying, and I finally spoke up and asked him if he was okay. He said, "Yeah." I said, it's amazing what love can make a person do. He asked, what am I talking about? I responded with, I'm talking about sabotaging your own life. I mean, no one in their right mind would dump a woman like that. But I guess it's a lot easier to kill yourself if nobody cares.
Did he?
No. He was able to get the help he needed. His wife took him back and cared for him. Don't you worry, little girl. These doctors know what they're doing. Just because this part of the story is sad doesn't mean that the whole story will be. Your dad will be back in your life in no time. He just might need a little help.
Thank you. Okay, Mom. I'm ready to leave. Dad will be okay.
Chad?
Becky? Are you okay?
It's Travis. He's been shot. It's bad.
Becky, it will be okay. It's Travis that we are talking about.
I know, but this is different. I can't lose him.
You're not going to lose him.
Chad, if Travis goes, can you take care of everything? I don't think I can.
Becky, don't talk like that.
He is hurt really badly, Chad. He is my everything. I can't lose him. I can't.
Mom, watch out!